No, we first came over. I first came over to this country in 1961. That was my very first professional job in Hamburg. In the this is a great story. You've got to believe that. If I got 5 minutes, I'll tell you this story. This is absolutely Gott in Himmel, Troy. Bitter. We came to Hamburg on the train and the ferry from England. And we heard about Hamburg, the Reeper Bahn, the Grosse Freiheit, you know, fantastic. Women in shop windows. We'd never heard of that before in England. You know. Women in shop windows, what are they selling? Bread or cakes or cheesecake? No, they're selling themselves in the windows. Wow, that's amazing. So we're all very young men there, you know. I was only 4 at the time. In 61. And so anyway, we got off the train and there was this hotel and we dropped us outside and we all rushed in and we got our bags and we put them in there because we had to get down the Reeper Bahn. We wanted to see the Reeper Bahn. Get down the Reeper Bahn. So we threw the bags in and we jumped out and we got another taxi and we went. Anyway, we were in the Reeper Bahn for about 7 hours looking around. Could not believe it. Fantastic. Women and booze and clubs and the Beatles. We were there when the Beatles were there. 61 this was. And we were in the Star Club and everything. Anyway, we were so tired. We came out. And one of the bands said to me, "Did anyone get the name of the hotel?" And I said, "Yes, I did." Being the member of the leader of the band, I got the no problem. So we got in a taxi. I got this little bit of paper. And I gave the paper to the taxi driver and said, "Thank you." He's gone. What is this? Hotel. Hotel? 9. Nick's Hotel. I said, "Yes, a hotel." "No, Nick's." And he couldn't speak English, very bad English. I said, "It's a hotel." "No, it's Nick's Hotel." So I said, "Okay, we were out that taxi." And we got in another taxi. And I gave the bit of paper to the taxi driver. Looks at it. "What is lost here?" I said, "Hotels." "No, it's a hotel." I said, "Oh, come on, man." I said, "It's a hotel." "All right, let's get out." So we got out. And across the road was a police station. So we went in the police station. Went up to the front desk and there was a Polizei sergeant there. Obergruppenführer, I think he was, or something like that. So I gave him this bit of paper and I said, "Please." And he went, "Was?" I said, "Hotel." He said, "Hotel? No, it's not a hotel." Anyway, 10 minutes of this, we said, "Right, forget about it." So we walked out into the Reeper Bahn. I said, "Right, we're lost. I don't know what to do." So we said, "Well, let's walk. Let's find if we can find the hotel." 13 hours later. This is God's honest truth. 13 hours we walked through Hamburg, everywhere, north, south, east and west. And all of a sudden, I remember that when we left the hotel, there was this green spire for a church. And I said, "That church is near the hotel." And they said, "No." I said, "I remember the spire. It was green. And it's near there." Anyway, we got there. And there was the hotel. I said, "There, see? The hotel." They said, "Why didn't they know about it?" I said, "I don't know." And what I did was, when I left the hotel, I got a piece of paper and I wrote down the name of the hotel on the door. Hotel Eingang. Yeah, see?